Fire Kingdom in West Palm Beach on Jog and Okeechobee, and we will start the show off as we do each and every week with our Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And of course, the PGA Tour this weekend is in San Diego at the Buick Invitational, playing on the 7,600-yard par 72 South Course at Torrey Pines. Of course, Thursday and Friday during rounds 1 and 2, they played on both the South Course and the shorter and much easier North Course. But over the weekend, it's all about the South Course. And after 3 rounds of play, John Rollins is your leader. He is at 12 under par, 204, 3 shots ahead of Camilo Vijegas. Camilo is solo second at -9. Nick Watney is alone in third at 7 under par. That is your final threesome today, going off hole number 1 at Torrey. Rollins, Vijegas, and Watney. Two-way tie for the 4th spot. Luke Donald and Paul Guidos are both at 6 under par. Then you've got 3 men tied for 6th at -5. Charles Warren, Lucas Glover, and Charlie Hoffman. Aaron Baddeley, J.J. Henry, George McNeil, and Matthew Goggin are all at 4 under par. 8 shots back at John Rollins. And then you've got 2 more men, another shot back at -3, Ben Crane and Jeff Clouk. But Pat, at the top of the leaderboard, interesting dichotomy between the two guys at the very top. John Rollins ranked 199th in the world. Then you've got Camilo Vijegas ranked 7th in the world. Camilo is the flashy guy, wears the real good-looking clothes, and he's got the tight abs and the big biceps. And John Rollins is kind of the everyman. Really a good contrast there between the two leaders.
Absolutely. Rollins, a guy, like you mentioned, just barely cracking the top 200 on the tour list. And Camilo, after winning a couple times at the end of last year, really coming into his own, is going to be one of the next superstars if he isn't already there on the PGA Tour. So you have a guy that's fighting for his tour life, so to speak, in John Rollins, and another guy who doesn't have to worry about that. It's going to be, can he, you know, eventually take on Tiger and battle for that number one spot. So it's an interesting dichotomy, but, you know, Rollins has got a 3-shot lead, and as we've always said, on the PGA Tour, that's a lot. He can blow it just like Steve Stricker did a few weeks ago at the Bob Hope, but it's going to be tough for Camilo to catch him. Not to say he can't, but he's going to have his work cut out for him today.
You know, Camilo started the week awfully hot. He played the North Course, the easier course, on Thursday, and the players know when they're playing at Torrey, they've got to really make their hay for the first through 2 days on the North Course and survive on the South Course and make the cut, and that's exactly what Camilo did. He shot a 9 under par 63 on Thursday on the easier North Course, and then was able to manage a 2 under par 70 on Friday on the South Course. He made it into the weekend as a leader, but he backed up yesterday, 2 over par 74. Meanwhile, John Rollins has been kind of going the other direction. He started on the much tougher South Course on Thursday, shot the 2 under par 70, and then on Friday on the North Course shot an 8 under par 64, and then he was 4 shots better yesterday than Camilo, shooting a 2 under par 70. Rollins has been the more solid player as of late. Camilo fighting with his swing, and I thought Nick Faldo and Jim Nance did a good job yesterday on the broadcast illustrating how Camilo's back foot, his right foot, tends to slip out from underneath him, and it's been wet there, Torrey. A lot of rain, the grass has been wet, the Kikuyu rough has been awfully tough to play out of because it's been so wet, but noticing Camilo's been slipping quite a bit this week.
Yeah, and don't forget that, you know, this is the course they had the U.S. Open on, and it's not U.S. Open conditions per se this week, but at the same time, the layout is U.S. Open worthy. I mean, you're talking about a 700-yard difference, Russ, between the North and South course. I mean, that's staggering. So you're right, Camilo's got some adjusting to do with the wet conditions and the power of his swing and those types of things. And that's part of being young, is to figure out, okay, what's going to work today and how do I keep this thing under control in these conditions to get the maximum out of my round. And Rollins, being more of a veteran, I think you saw that in the 4-stroke difference. I don't think Rollins per se played that much. I mean, he bogeyed the last hole. He did have a good ball striking round, but the conditions were very difficult, and Rollins, being more of a veteran, I think took advantage of that.
One more note on the leaderboard before we take a break, and that's Phil Mickelson. And he made the cut over the weekend, but just barely. He is at 1 under par 215 after rounds of 70, 72, and a 1 over par round of 73 yesterday. So he goes into today's final round 11 shots back of Rollins. Really no chance for a win, just hoping perhaps for a top 10 or a top 20. In the second event for him this year, Pat, He missed the cut last week at the FBR Open. It's the first time Phil has missed a cut in his season opener since he turned pro way back in 1992. He barely makes the cut this week. He's had some problems with equipment. He has the new Callaway FT9 driver that just recently, as long as a couple of days ago, got okayed by the USGA, so couldn't play with it last week. Had the old FT5 driver in his bag last week. Not sure if that was the biggest reason for him missing the cut, but two tournaments for Phil Mickelson on his 2009 season so far, not so good.
Well, I'm not ready to write Phil off yet, Russ, but he is, what, 38 years old? He's getting up there, and you know, there aren't a ton of Vijay Singhs or Kenny Perrys in the world that seem to get better as they get older. Some guys, you know, this is about it for them, and I know Phil said, you know, he blew a big opportunity with Tiger not in a lot of the fields for at the end of last year, but you know, Phil just really hasn't been playing that well. It's not like he's had bad luck or injuries or anything else. He just has not been playing well. And, you know, maybe that's due to some equipment. Maybe it's due to, you know, some swing flaw. He hasn't been putting great. But at the same time, he's getting up there. And maybe this is just it for him.
So going into today's final round at the Buick Invitational in Torrey Pines, John Rollins is your leader at 12 under par. Camilo Villegas, the Jupiter resident and University of Florida alumnus, he is three shots back and second at minus nine. Nick Watney, solo third at 7 under par. There's your Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. This is Golf Exchange presented by the Honda.